Podcast Ranger.
Well, look who's come crawling back after 2 weeks of leaving me here in the dirt.
Hi, we're back.
Well, to be fair, you could have hit the what witch.
The what?
The what witch.
I don't know what that is.
The thing that hits the light.
You could have signaled us. You didn't signal us. You didn't go, Cast Rangers, assemble! And then we just go, eat you right here.
Well, no.
We live with you.
Well, that's because usually you're just here and I don't have to.
Nobody got the Wade Side reference I made.
No.
Nope.
It's like, you're supposed to hit the light switch. The what witch?
Uh-huh. Welcome to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger!
The Guzak's open. The Guzak's open?
So, in response to last week's Extra Extra, oh god, do I want Amazon Season 3 to happen.
Mm-hmm. Has it been confirmed?
There's a rumor.
Mm-hmm. There's some talk going on.
What's the rumor?
Because Tom Fujita was quoted saying that he's not allowed to be nostalgic about Amazons, which means it sounds like there's something he's not supposed to be saying.
Oh. So, yay, possible season 3, which means that's the Amazon's main return.
Wait, he's not allowed to be nostalgic. He's doing a crossover with the Nostalgia Greg.
Wow. Common Rider, that'd be amazing.
You know what? Somebody in the Discord chat.
The jump
mock up the Nostalgia Greg, but his head has to be Common Rider Amazon Alpha with the Nostalgia Greg hat.
Why not the other way around?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That too.
Buy Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon out now.
The logic jump you just made was so fast that I am exhausted by proxy and need a drink.
Oh. Thank you for the sub sandwich.
You're hurt.
Yeah, they're eating subs. I earlier had pizza with my girlfriend, so.
Well,
I was supposed to be good today and then Subway happened.
I'm on a never-ending quest to save my girlfriend! Girlfriend! Girlfriend!
I mean, it's a sandwich. You could have eaten a lot worse.
I know that's true, but at the same time,
You had some, you're eating some Spibby. Eat Freef.
Spubby. Eat Freef.
Yeah, Spubby. I work at Panray Burb.
I prefer Wendy's Home Hergus Burgus.
Oh my god, I forgot about it.
What the fuck McDonald's are you talking about?
McDonald's, have it in a way.
So there's a meme where some guy took restaurants' names and just
I don't know.
Fucked around with the words. So like, I like Apple Babbles.
It was sort of like the Expand Dong phenomenon.
It's not the same meme, but close enough.
Similar to the Expand Dong.
Speaking of expanding things, let's talk about the expanded universe for Kamen Rider X-Aid, because our first story is about the Brave Ents Night movie!
What are you supposed to do with a knight and a gunsman?
Have them team up!
I'm sorry, a gunsman?
Sorry, statesman.
Gunslinger.
That sounds like a guy's name. Hello, I'm Gavin Gunsman.
And I'm
President of Gunsman Incorporated.
So,
no, seriously, just like Gunsman.
So we're going to be talking about synopses for the three movies in a bit, but the reason I'm mentioning this separately is because the trailer came out for Brave and Snipe, and we're not going to watch it, but in a couple of shots, something of interest was noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Taiga carrying not only the Kamen Rider Chronicle Gashit, but the Bugvisor's Y, meaning Taiga is going to go full Cronus.
Cool.
Excite.
Yeah.
No.
Alright, and then moving on to our next story, which is synopses for the entire trilogy.
Ooh.
Alright, so for Brave and Snipe, Saki, who was supposed to have disappeared, shows up and Hiro is concerned. Euphemism of the fucking century. Apparently Lovelica was behind her reappearance and he is controlling her. Surprising nobody. Also, Luke Kidman, a mysterious American who is fond of Nico, appears at Taiga's hospital. He starts showing Lovelica's game disease symptoms in front of Taiga.
And also disease is spelled wrong.
Disease.
Who wrote this, me?
The destiny of both heroes is put in jeopardy by the worst love game ever. And Dan Kuroda, lurking in the shadows, has plans of his own.
So all I can think is the kid's disco stick.
I love his name.
I love
Luke Kidman!
I love game.
Luke Kidman!
Kid man! Jeez, Kid. Adult boy! Kid man! Adult boy!
The Gay name's man, Luke Kidman.
Kidman.
Oh, Kidman. I like that. That's seven. Still not as good as that list of... I know this isn't related to... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yes, go ahead.
It's not related to Kamen Rider or Koku at all, but there's this Japanese video game... Well, almost all of them are, but... where...
The good ones, anyway.
Yes. Except for Fallout.
Anyways.
And Cuphead. And some other ones, but I'm sorry.
You were saying?
There's this game where it has a list of baseball player names.
Oh, I remember that.
They had to come up with names
for the American teams.
For the American team, and they were just incredible. I'm just gonna...
You look that up while I go through the rest of these. I remember that post. The synopsis of Paradox with Poppy. Saiko Yaotome is a doctor dedicated to recovery treatments and heads Let's Make Bugsters, a new training game created for the recovery of people that disappeared. The test run has Emu raising Pallad and Psycho raising Poppy. There is something different about the Pallad in the game, though. The real Pallad has been trapped, and he faces his mysterious double with the strength of his bond with Emu.
Okay, so it's like a Tamagotchi-type game? I love that.
I guess.
Oh, so the dear. Fake Pallad is the Nega Pallad?
Yeah.
The Negadox? The
perfect blackout. That's what I've been calling
it. Black Paradox. Paradox.
Yeah, yeah, Negadox.
Names. Okay. Oxrar.
Make sure you put that in the Cast Ranger chat so Anthony can put it in.
Well, it
Anthony, put the list on screen.
Okay, it literally starts out very strong with Sleeve McDykel.
Is he from Planet Sleevey?
Gosh darn.
We can only hope.
Am I supposed to read them? Or
just read what, like, one or two interesting, okay, the best
I think we
ones.
Just heard, I think we heard the Emily version of Ichi's. God damn!
We have Willie Dustus, Mario McLroane, yep. Raul Chamberlain.
Nice.
Bobson Dugnuts. Mike Truck.
I forgot. Yeah, that was the one I remembered. Mike Truck. That's my favorite.
Yeah. Dwight Rortigal.
Yeah. All right, the rest of them will be on screen when we put up the video.
Todd Gonzalez.
All right, and the
Daryl Archibald.
And the synopsis for Genmu versus Laser. Genmu has awoken. Dan Kuroda has obtained the God Maximum Mighty X, and the world falls into the chaos that is Zombie Chronicle.
What?
Wow.
Kiria has found the key to face the power that not even Muteki can overcome, and after receiving a message from Masamune, he faces Genmu. What will become of these two and the world?
Oh my god, Dan is
Zombie Chronicle.
Dan's
no,
going.
Thank you.
Oh,
so Dan's like
my
more
shit.
Batshit crazy. That's great.
Because, like, he was the villain, so this makes sense.
I can't wait for this fucking movie. How much did
it cost? Well, you're gonna have to wait till late April.
That's fine.
All right, next story. This one is
no!
not.
Yeah.
No.
So, Hiromi Tsuru, voice actress most famously known for the Japanese voice of Bulma, has passed away at the age of 57 for aortic dissection.
Oh no.
What's really sad too is, like, I was on Twitter today this morning, and I saw, like, apparently what was the last time we saw her when they went off to go do the tournament on episode 98. And it was just, she was just looking up in the sky, looking concerned. Good luck to all of you.
Oh my god.
And, like, apparently, unless we see Bulma again, those are, like, the last lines her voice actor
said. Well, chances are she's probably recorded more lines ahead of time.
Maybe.
But so the reason one of the reasons I'm mentioning this, not only because it's sad, but she was also actually a voice in some Toku series. She voiced the Formica Regia, a.k.a. the Queen Ant Lord, in the Agito G4 movie. She also voiced the female Pteranodon Yummy in Oz, and the Shower Banky in Goanger. So,
just
rest in peace, Hiromi Tsuru.
Hopefully you have all the strawberries you want.
Rest in peace.
I saw this really, really touching artwork of, like, Vegeta, like, hovering over Bulma's coffin.
Oh, no, the best one that I've seen so far. Bulma's on Shenron.
Yep.
Kid Trunks is bawling his eyes out, and Shenron flies away with her.
Yeah.
With nothing except for the Dragon Rainer
left. All right, moving on. We have some potential information regarding the next Sentai.
Those are fake.
possible, Gar.
Is that a fucking bow tie and a tie?
I think that's probably fake. It looks like a template, doesn't it?
So we're looking at a rumored scan for the Power Ranger and Lupin Ranger suits. And it also comes with some rumors regarding the series.
Ooh, can I read them?
Sure.
Yeah. The storyline will be something really new, they said. And it's going to be a Plan A and Plan B in one episode and Plan C, which will be air on the YouTube official site.
That's going to be Hector.
Hori Tsusekai.
Not sure pronounced correct. The world with the law will be the main theme of the series. Patrol Ranger and Lupin Ranger can switch into another mode. The series will open with 6 characters.
Probably means 3 each.
Yeah. From the catalog, Patrol Ranger Robo, similar to Engine O with the hat or helmet, and Lupin Zin, similar to Bison King, and both mechas can combine.
That's cool. Patrol Ranger Robo and Lupin Jin, basically. Neat. I like those ideas. I hope those are things.
It looks like the one on the right just looks like Kyo Red if he was wearing a tux.
Blaze Gates. Both eyes are cool.
Oh my gosh, that's cool.
Insert picture of Doctor Who.
Oh, did I post the thing in the chat?
Another Doctor Who!
Next. Tsurugi Watanabe, the actor for Tusk from Zoroger, was apparently involved in a vehicle accident.
A vehicle accident. He accidentally hit his bike with another person.
That involved a vehicle?
What?
Bicycle.
A bicycle is a vehicle!
So he threw a person and hit a bike?
No, what happened is that he was riding his bike and then he accidentally hit someone.
Oh, no!
He hit a mother and child and apologized and then went on with his day.
Didn't you say that he hit a bike with a person? That's what I heard, so...
Roll the audio back!
I'm sorry,
Now I'm just thinking of a Keeper Ranger. Girl picks up bike, hits beef.
We could just put Kyuria in here because he's both a bike and a person.
You know what? No, that is the thumbnail of the episode.
What?
Take the shot from Akiba Ranger episode 1 and replace the bike with Boxo bike.
Okay, that's
and the person
actually,
holding the bike with Tux's face.
Yeah, with Tux's face. Face.
His elephant face.
No, Zuo elephant's face.
The ranger helmet?
Yeah, the ranger helmet.
Okay.
This is an Ultra Ranger.
I gotta write that down.
I like the picture. Elephants can't ride bikes.
Give me a sec. I gotta write that down.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Alright, next. Power Rangers Hyperforce is ongoing, and apparently pegged to guest star very soon is Karan Ashley. Karan Ashley. It's spelled K-A-R-A-N. I can be forgiven.
Boo.
You almost nailed that in the garbage bin.
What just happened?
Karan Ashley's
star threw a bottle of the TV.
An empty iced tea bottle hit the side of the TV.
Why did you do that?
Because he hates Aisha, apparently.
No, I just don't like...
Racist!
I just don't like how they're already going straight for... Bleh. I just don't like how they're going straight for Mighty Morphin Rangers in Hyperforce when there's over 24 years of Power Rangers.
Gee, it's like it's the first team.
For some reason, yeah,
maybe this is just all they could get for this.
Listen, we don't have the budget to fly people from New Zealand.
You think we can afford Rocky?
Steve Cardenas?
Man, I wonder what happened to Rocky.
He finished high school.
He's so stupid.
And he actually went on with his life.
Yeah, because, you know, he's so stupid.
Yeah. Hey, Rocky was my favorite.
Anyways, so Karan Ashley, former portrayer of Aisha Campbell in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, will be guesting on Power Rangers Hyperforce, the ongoing weekly live streamed tabletop session.
She's a cliche.
You're a cliche. Fellow Yellow. There's the episode name.
Fellow Yellow. Can we just have Gar's face of Aisha's body, like with that picture.
No.
Yes.
No.
Not doing that.
No, we already have the thumbnail. The thumbnail's gonna be beautiful.
Fine.
So anyone who
says
hasn't
the one who thinks Ultraman come from eggs.
They come from eggs?
No, they don't come from eggs.
No, well,
but we've seen them in eggs.
No.
Oh, death by eggs.
Oh, the capsules.
Anyways. Yes. Oh, capsules. Are they capsule monsters?
The capsules are eggs. It's
their then the goddamn dual monsters.
Oh, my fuck. Power Rangers Hyper Force is live streamed from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time on Twitch every Tuesday on the Hyper RPG Twitch channel for anyone who cares.
Or not.
Or if you want to avoid it, I don't know.
Is it any good? Or...
It takes forever.
It's a tabletop game. That's what they do.
It takes forever.
Have you played a tabletop game?
Yeah.
How many? How long ago? Did it go fast?
Didn't he play it all?
It was like 2 years ago with you.
I've always wanted to play.
And was it slow?
I don't know. I was drinking.
Wouldn't that have made it slower?
Okay. I would like to do a Cast Ranger tabletop of some sort.
I'm down.
Since you guys aren't in this room, you can't see the look that Ichi was giving Gar where he was just like doing this. It was...
Which we also can't see.
Oh, jeez.
Just leaning towards him accusingly?
Yeah. No.
Anyways, next story. Q-Ranger the Nine Shot manga to reveal Balance's origins.
Ooh.
So, remember when we first talked about the first volume and how it looked like there was more to the artwork?
No.
Oh my god, we were right, because here's the second part of it.
Oh my god, look at Kotaro's face.
He's like, yeah! He looks like he's on a drug trip.
Yeah, he looks almost demonic.
Chip looks scary.
Did you say Chip?
Champ.
You said Chip.
I said Champ.
Kotaro looks high, Stinger looks like he just got a makeover, and Champ looks like he's about to rip Stinger's arm off. And then there's just Balance's arm at the edge around Champ's head.
How many episodes? Oh, episode 13 episode? Through 24 of the Blu-ray collection.
Oh, okay, yeah. Blu-ray collection 2 with episodes 13 to 24 and the second part of the Nine Shot Secret Talk featuring the story of Balance's birth, his past, and another story about meeting Naga Ray.
But we already saw how he met Naga.
But it's another story!
So that means that the actual show is not going to go into detail about this?
Maybe it's just, like, stuff that happened after they just met.
Oh, because, like, I don't know. I want to know where Balance came from.
Well, then read this manga.
I also want to know where Balance came from.
Well, if it gets scammed, read it.
I want to know where Balance
Very good.
Is
you
going.
Used the right word.
Why did I say that?
And it also comes with an audio drama with Lucky, Balance, and Naga Ray reprising their roles for the drama.
How does that work?
You talk into a microphone, right?
Like yeah, this. Primarily. And then you put sound effects on it. So the Q-Ranger second Blu-ray collection cost 19,800 yen. That's $200 before shipping and customs and markup.
That's a nope.
December 6th release, and it can pre-order now if you feel like throwing your money into space.
There you go.
It kind of makes sense because they are the space.
They are the Space Rangers. Or
wait, so they're Buzz Lightyear.
Galaxy. Yes, and they fight the evil Emperor Zurg.
Jerk matter? That's what we've been calling them since we heard about them.
I know, but...
The Galactic Alliance.
Anyway.
And their mentor is Mrs. Nesbitt.
So, more Kamen Rider Build premium Bandai fashion items are available. The feature of which is the shirt we saw Kazooie wearing a couple episodes ago, which we can see here. It says, keep your mind, be open window every day.
I am friend, Doug.
I am friend, Bonjo.
Be open window, so friends can jump into you. Oh, this weird, derpy little dragon on the bottom of the shirt.
He's like, hey!
Her cars.
That's like my response to anything that does like a derpy mouth like that. Just hey.
Yeah. So this shirt, reservations will be open from November 13th to the 20th, so ending shortly. December 2017 release, 4320 yen.
I'm sad we're not getting the social media.
That dragon looks so derpy.
Additionally, multiple wallets, coin cases, and card cases are available for pre-order. All are leather and sport the red and blue color scheme of Build's Rabbit Tank form, ranging in price from 9,720 to 19,440 yen, can be pre-ordered now for a March release. There are also two t-shirts which read, are you ready?
Wait, is that wallet?
Yeah.
That's awesome! That's also a really cool wallet!
It's also, over $100.
That's probably, like, really nice
no, thank you.
Are you reserved? We're looking at the Are You Ready
insured?
Shirt. Are you copyrighted? So, yeah, get those if you want.
Is that a bootleg shirt of Epic Mealtime? Dude, you don't make them in 5Xs. Why do you have so many in the back of your car? It's laid out for people to see. I just like to have them neat. Hey, can I get a shirt? Sure, man.
Sure.
Sure.
So, I was going to talk about this because I was hoping Raven would be here tonight, but I guess it's worth mentioning. Related to the upcoming Mazinger Z trailer, apparently the voice of Kamen Rider Skull was in it.
Cool.
Okay.
To play as the film's ending song, the last letter is sung by Kikawa Koji, who was the person who played Narumi Sokichi, a.k.a. Kamen Rider Skull from Kamen Rider Double.
Well, that's cool. Well,
I got some more.
So Kamen Rider Skull is singing the ending theme of the Mazinger Z movie.
Speaking of the Mazinger Z movie,
which will be heading theaters January 13th, 2018
that
in Japan.
Looks really
yeah,
cool.
Viz Media announces its licensing of the upcoming Mazinger Z film for a North American release.
There you go.
Blaze in our Discord just brought up something interesting. The name of the song is Last Letter because Mazinger Z.
Oh.
I just kicked nothing.
I just kicked the internet.
I just kicked the air like how Nightro kicked freaking Sento.
In the face.
In the fucking face.
Alright. And speaking of things that kick other things in the face, our last news story is the announcement of Renewal Figure Arts Kamen Rider Double Fang Joker.
And
still no Kiva.
Oh boy, does that look gorgeous. Like, holy shit.
That shapely leg.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It has like a blade on its leg.
It does.
Not that leg. I'm talking about the black leg.
Oh.
He's got the stanky leg.
He's got the stank leg.
My feet tickle. How's that even possible?
He's got the shimmy shams.
He's got the alligator jiggling fever.
Yeah. So that's coming out next year.
That's
about all we know so
Our
far.
Our buddy Wayne loves fucking Fang Joker, so...
He loves the doubles.
He loves the doubles.
Prepare for trouble.
Maybe you can sell him the detective
Make it
bottle.
Double.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Down.
All right, unless anyone else has something, that's pretty much the news.
So they announced, revealed that, Bandai revealed that they are making a Legacy Astro Megazord for
Power
Rangers in space. And I'm excited! Because I love
In space!
For those who don't know, the Astro Megazord is like one of my favorite, is like my favorite Megazord of all time from Power Rangers, and it was also one of my favorite childhood toys as a kid, because I got it for my 8th birthday. And so recently, like a couple years ago, I think I mentioned this on the show too, I got one, and I still have it today, but I've been dying for a Legacy one forever, so... Obviously, Gar was actually made of a good point, though. They're probably making this because next year is In Space's 20th anniversary.
Also,
fuck the Shogun Megazord, am I right?
Well, sure, but people are posting in our Discord chat that images are going out of the Egg-Zay double action gamer figure sets.
And they look nice.
Estimated to arrive this month.
Cool.
So, yeah, Anthony, the image is in the Discord. Do it!
The Legacy Gold Zeo figure looks like shit.
Also that.
Yeah, there's been huge controversy, but like Bandai's being very lazy with their figures.
And by controversy, we mean it's just Gar.
No. Whole lot more people. Like
That sucks.
From the prototype, from the official images, like, the Gold Zeo Legacy figure has actual gold on him. And somebody found the first, like, the newest wave at Walmart. And we are shocked to believe, and we are actually in shock to find out that it has no gold on it, but a dull yellow.
Yeah, like a mustard yellow plastic.
Yeah.
No Gold Ranger!
Not so Gold Ranger.
And mustard.
Also, Ranger. There was no female Ranger in the wave, even though there is one. Or there should be one.
Yeah.
Bandai of America. We tried.
Now people are just really hating the Legacy line. Someone actually made a good point. They should have just continued, you know, the Super Mega Force figure line. Because they made a shit ton of Rangers for that line,
yeah,
so...
all Red Rangers.
Yeah. And secondary one, sixth one twos as well.
Like some of them.
Yeah.
Also, Justice League is out. Go see Justice League.
Yeah, go see Justice League.
Go see Justice League.
Go see Justice League.
The League.
Of Justice. Go see it.
I prefer the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Agreed.
Well, it's the exact same thing, except with...
Monkeys.
But without Sean Connery.
Well, you don't know.
That was his last movie ever did.
You don't know Sean...
He should have been in Skyfall!
You don't know if Sean Connery's in...
I am the last one!
He's Thor!
I am the last... Isn't that the dragon thing?
Yeah, it's from Dragonheart.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, never called Dragonheart.
I don't know.
I was thinking about that because... Oh, never mind.
This episode was brought to you in part by Emily.
And viewers like you, just like the new Patreon.
I'm gonna say it without any context because it'll probably be funnier. But last night I had a dream about a movie where Jack Black could turn into Godzilla. Like that, that was the whole premise. Except the thing is that like he turned into like not actually Godzilla, but like a giant Godzilla action figure that was alive because it had like a stamp on it. Like,
now I'm just picturing Godzilla with Jack Black's voice from that part in Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny where he's just going, just Godzilla fucking using Jack Black's voice. I gotta put that in.
There was lots of other stuff in the dream, but that was the main part.
It does not need
a microphone. Nothing will be Whitey Dufal narrating over Ultraman.
Oh God.
He needed some
watch help. Ultra Ranger if you want to get that.
Like he wanted, like he had like a friend who helped him calm down so he could stop being Godzilla.
The sun is getting low. Yeah, will you stop saying that?
Sun's getting real low.
Sun's getting real low, better. Sun's getting real low. You're my favorite. You know, you're not the Hulk. No. You've always been my favorite.
All right.
Go see Thor Ragnarok in theaters now. It's fucking hilarious.
Fuck that. Go see Justice League.
No.
How about do what you want and stop listening to us? But don't actually stop listening to
see
us.
See a movie you like and have a good weekend.
That.
Last Jedi out next month.
No.
Coco's out in a little bit.
Coco comes
good
out.
Good night!
On a...
Sorry.
Coco comes out on a Wednesday.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because of American Thanksgiving.
I don't think Ichi missed us.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.